There are two forms of memory: explicit memory and implicit memory. Explicit memory is memories that consist of the actual factual data that you can recall consciously: names, faces, significant emotional events, first kiss, being in first grade, major accomplishments. And then there is implicit memory. Implicit memory is more unconscious. And this memory consists of like networks, neural networks that have been laid down and gone down deep into the subconscious. Implicit memory includes skills, habits, beliefs, and values. We learn this so well, it just gets into our body or gets into our mind, our greater neural connections. Like how to walk, how to talk, grammar, riding a bike, playing games, playing psychological games. Okay, so we often learn things through the factual or real world, like we'll watch someone ride a bike and then we will try. And perhaps we can have the awareness of, okay, our feet is on the pedals of the bike and our hand is on the handlebars and we need to push the pedals. So it goes through this explicit process of learning, but it's the actual implicit which is the most important. When you teach a child or an adult how to paddle in a canoe, right? You don't really tell them to hold the bar and do circles. That could lead to a pile of things. The body kind of, we see what the person does and we replicate it. So this is more learning to canoe, learning to ride a bike is more of an unconscious process. The conscious actually kind of gets in the way. And when this is stored in our memory, it's stored as implicit memory. Important to know. When our parents first give us pocket money and we start to learn about money, we probably learn about money before we get pocket money. We may have explicit memories of going down to the shops with a dollar to buy some lollies. We may have memories of opening birthday cards with money in them, but there's a whole lot of deeper implicit memories, such as what money is worth, money coming easily, or money not coming easily and money being scarce. So you can see that when we get money for Christmas or a birthday, it will have an explicit memory, but it may or may not contribute to more implicit memory as NLP coaches or as NLP practitioners. Which do you think has more value?